Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here not happy. It's not your fault, Shannon. Don't worry. I'm not going to
blame Shannon
today. The heat that I'm fucking feeling, dude. I mean, I'm legitimately... Where's my glasses? They died in the campfire. Where's my other glass? I threw them at the table as I walked in. Here's what happens. If I'm hot, if I'm really, really hot, I will go into a blind rage.
Like I believe as you were halfway through... a rant as you walked in the door, and I caught cocksucking asshole fucking weather.
I was cursing out the weather.
Yes.
It's not, you guys think it's a joke. That is who I am. I walked in swearing at Mother Earth in a very violent way.
Very angry, but then kind of got it together.
Yeah.
Ate a little, which, let's be honest, you're probably a little cranky because you were hungry.
A little hangry.
And then you came in here happy, singing Papa Oo Mow Mow.
Papa Oo Mow Mow.
Yeah. Then you were happy again. And now you're mad again.
Well, because I started thinking about how hot I am, number one. And then I started thinking about how I need a home, right? Because it's kind of warm in this room right now. If we could get this AC, we need it up. Baby, we need it up.
It should be good in like 5 minutes.
I need a home, and all the listings that my fucking rental agent is sending me, I don't like. It is the Real Ass Podcast. Welcome to the Wednesday show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I'm out of laundry. I'm wearing Bet DSI clothing. You know it's not a good day. When I walk in a Bet DSI shirt that, you know, we have a bin full of them out back that Harrington just digs through and gets new clothes from. You know it's not a good day for me. So this is what I'm dealing with. And it's what is the weather today? Shannon, can you be our weather girl? Let's go to Shannon on the ones for the weather. Shannon.
Okay, so it is currently 86 degrees.
No
and
way.
It feels like 97. Yeah. Humidity is it doesn't have it here.
Tonight we're going to party like it's 20% chance of rain. 21% chance. Well, I wish it would fucking cool off and rain a little bit. I get hot, okay? James Mattern, how are you, my friend?
What a pleasure.
Sorry.
I just wait till you're ready.
I'm ready.
If you ran it for 50 minutes, I'd wait till minute 51.
I would have ranted. I would have kept going, but I'm being rude and not including you on my rant because the weather's making me so angry, and I feel like you, you know, you will be able to shed some light on this as well.
From the desert, Pop.
You're from the desert.
I was
from
just there.
Vegas. It's 150 degrees every morning when you wake up.
It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, dude. You fry an egg in this weather. You fry a whole steak. You fry a steak on the blacktop in Vegas.
A live chicken.
You'll
fries up, dog.
Smack its head right into the ground and starts frying right in front of you. James Mattern, very happy to have you on the show. This is your first time doing a podcast or going out anywhere or interacting with anybody since quarantine.
Well, like I did a show in the park yesterday.
Okay.
And that was the first time getting on a train. And today was my second journey back into Manhattan.
Eat your mic a little bit. Just get in there a little bit.
It just seems so weird.
Are you worried about the mic not being clean?
Yeah, I wasn't worried about, like, I'm an old school hypochondriac. And so I was prepared for this. And then I was like everyone else, I convinced myself I caught this. And then I got a fucking antibodies test about a week or two before I left Vegas, and I didn't.
You no antibodies.
I had no antibodies.
So you're ready to get crushed.
Yeah, it's going to happen. This is kind of like, you know how like Woodstock was what, 200,000 people? But like you meet anyone over 60, they've been there. Like 8 million have claimed to go there, but only about 100 or 200,000. Everyone is convinced themselves that they've had this.
Yeah, well, I have the antibodies. I tested for it.
Good for you,
buddy. Zach, you never got the antibodies test? Why don't you go get them? It'll make you feel better.
My wife got it. She never had it.
No antibodies. Ah, wow. Zach's a dead man. Dead man walking.
Yeah, you're like in the caste system now, bro.
Yeah, never had it. Ah, shit. Just like STDs, I just sent her.
Yeah,
there you go.
If she didn't get it, I didn't get it.
That's the best way to go, baby boy. Send him in on the front lines. Let me see that test. Yes, bitch. Let's go. This is going to be a great show today. We have a lot to talk about, but I need a home.
So what's going on?
I need a home.
I've been gone. What's going on? You out?
No, I mean, I don't like New York City anymore. I want to move up to Westchester, Jersey. My problem is when I looked at my budget for Westchester, it's not great. It's not great. And then I can't justify spending more money and just throwing it away. I want to buy a home soon.
Sure.
Right? So how is it possible? How is it possible? Here's what I want. Here's what I want. I want a large two-bedroom, possibly three-bedroom, maybe just a private space. Doesn't matter. I need a separate space for a little podcast studio, gym, ideally a garage, something like that. Ideally a private home. Not some fucking apartment, yeah. Fucking Puerto Rican shit, okay? It's even sadder. You go to the fucking suburbs, you see a house, and there's three families living in one house. Like, how is that even possible? What happened here? That's not the American dream.
It defeats the purpose of a house, yeah, to be American quite blunt.
You're right.
Yeah.
I agree. So I want my own fucking home. Now, if it hits everything, absolutely everything, I'll pay $3,000 a month. If it doesn't hit everything, my budget's $2,500. I don't really want to spend more than that right now. There's no reason to. It's driving me out of my fucking mind.
This is so crazy.
I should be spending more money in the suburbs than I'm spending in New York City. It's fucking crazy.
You're willing to spend $2,500. I pay about $1,500 for a one-bedroom in Bay Ridge. The mortgage of the house I was staying in,
yeah,
that felt like paradise, I think is like $900
to
$1,000 in
That's
Vegas.
Why I need to...
It's insane what we pay to be in a goddamn shoebox.
It sucks. It sucks.
To basically be a pet hamster when they get buried. That's what we live in.
Here's what I'll say. Whoever finds me, I'm going to put it out to the fans. Whoever finds me my apartment, send me the listings, get me the fucking home, put it all in. I got everything in order. I'm ready to fucking rock. Free real ass podcast merchandise package. Holy fucking shit.
He's on fire!
Chris Scopo.
Flow. I hit the wrong button, but I let it ride.
Works.
I let it ride. Chris Scopo, you know, whether he's here or not, he does run the flow. So yeah, I got to find a fucking place, Shannon. Look in the chat right now. See if they're going to put listings up. Welcome to the Gas Digital Network, by the way. If you guys love the Real Ass Podcast, you can subscribe, gasdigitalnetwork.com. You can watch it live for free. All of the shows, 23 shows in the network. Best podcast network on the fucking planet. But you get access to every single show on the network, on demand, ad-free, uncensored, pre-release. All you got to do is use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to everything, including the racist live chat. Who's going to help me find a home, right, Shannon?
Yeah, I'm actually looking right now, and the prices are high in the Westchester area, but I found a place in Ossining.
Ossining, okay, all right.
And it's $2,275.
Okay.
Two-bedroom.
Two-bedroom.
And it looks, I'll show you, it looks pretty.
Ooh.
Pictures, a brand new kitchen.
Okay, where the fuck is Ossining, though? I
think it looks great.
Here, let's see, hold on.
So pretty.
Okay, is this a private deck?
Yeah.
Is there a yard? I need a yard.
No.
Did I list yard in my things that I needed? I need a yard.
No, you could have included
I'll tell that. You though, you got a whole goddamn forest.
Here's the amenities. It's so much stuff.
Yeah. Well, Jenna, now you put the property address up on the fucking...
It's on the website.
Yeah, but now people are going to know I live there.
Oh, well, you're not going to...
They're going to fucking Tucker Carlson me.
How far is Ossining, though?
I don't even know.
I don't think it's horrible.
I don't even know. I'm just fucking... I'm annoyed. I don't want to go through this process. Back in the day... You used to contact a real estate agent. You get a salesperson, you get a young, hungry salesperson. They go, yeah, I'll fucking show you everything.
Yeah, you get like a 29-year-old Arab dude.
Yep.
Real well-dressed.
Yep. Great watch, rings.
Yep. And then like his friend drives you around for some reason.
Yeah, for no reason. There's no reason to have a friend involved.
But every time he's like, oh, my friend's going to pick us up and drive us around.
They lie to your face about listings that don't exist.
Yeah.
They bait and switch
you. They break into every build and they just ring every bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go... You're like, this is definitely a scam. But they hustled for you.
Yeah.
Now everything's digital online. You have to look through the listings yourself and then fucking set up an appointment, see that list. I'm like, no, give me a fucking young, hungry Arab salesperson that wants to hit commission. They're going to put me in an apartment. And that's what I need right now. Sales are absolute. Sales, a good salesperson, any company that you could hire good salespeople and fucking make sure you have good salespeople, that company will always thrive. It will always thrive. Good salespeople hit their fucking goals no matter what their goals are. They can scam people. It doesn't even matter if it's a good product. So.
Yeah, give me an Armenian and a gold chain, and I know I'm going to get what I need.
That's all I need. Shannon, anything in the chat?
No. Yeah. Not really. They're saying don't move to Westchester. Someone's talking about move to Staten Island. $1,600 for a studio in Orange County.
Who wants to move to a studio? A studio.
Yeah.
I'm moving into a studio. I have a fucking 7-year-old child. Whoa, sorry. Mute. I just opened up the chat. Shut up, Gomez.
And Ossining is an hour drive away.
Too far.
Okay. Add this to your list of requirements. How far do you want to drive?
I want to be fucking, you know. 40.
Are you going to drive? Are you going to train?
I'm going to drive. I'm going to buy a nice car, too.
I'm gone for like 3-4 months. I come back. Luis Gomez wants to go to the suburbs to get a fucking car. Needs a yard. I mean, this is crazy. I feel like Han Solo in Return of the Jedi. I'm frozen for a little while, and everyone's changed.
I own you.
Yeah.
It's Luis J. Gomez, James. And
did I not call you? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, we got to figure this out. And I want a car, too. Shannon, what type of car should I buy?
I don't know.
Source that on. Put that on the chat.
Let's see. Tyler G688 says, Banana, $3,000 a month in Northern Maine, where I'm at. You'll have a lakefront property.
Yeah, there you go. Northern Maine.
It is nice up there.
8-hour drive.
Let's go.
Yeah, Northern then you're going to bury Sport, and he's going to come back to life and kill your family.
I love it. Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe that's the idea. It's fucking...
Just find a nowhere place.
Move out of state.
Isn't that what everyone's doing? Everyone, like, it just Zooms and shit from wherever now, right?
Yeah, but it sucks. All those Zoom casts fucking suck dick.
The timing's never right.
It's not great.
It's, yeah. I mean, look, you could do what you could do, right? You get it as good as you can get it, but this is a way better dynamic than having a conversation on Zoom.
It's nice. It's nice again to
yeah.
play a little three-man weave with people, other than
it's
waiting.
It's the difference between having phone sex with a girl and jerking off in front of her.
That's a great analogy.
It's a king of analogies.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so look, let's fucking get into it. If anybody who finds me an apartment, or no, I'm sorry, a house... with all of those things, free Real Ass Podcast prize package, and I'll invite you to the housewarming party. That's a fucking good deal. I have good credit. I have great credit. I have money ready to fucking go. I have income. I can prove the income. I'm ready. I sold real estate. I know what you're looking for. A real estate agent, I know what they're looking for. I'm the guy. I'm the guy that you want. I'm literally ready to fucking move on an apartment right now. I'm not dilly-dallying. I'm not fucking...
Single dad looking to prove something.
Exactly. God damn it, Zach. God damn it, Zach.
Zach.
Shit. That's the truth.
Pew, pew.
Andrew Burrow says, buy a compound in the middle of buttfuck nowhere and host Skankfest there every year. That's also a great idea. Buy a little farm. Build like an outdoor stage, and every year we have like a crazy skank fest in the woods.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people. It sounds like everyone's trying to get out of here. It's hilarious. I toyed with staying in Vegas.
It's depressing here. It's become a depressing city.
Just walking down St. Mark's to come here.
Well, with comedians,
wild,
with
dude.
Comedians without there being comedy clubs to perform in, there's no reason for comedians to be here. Comedians, you're like, I'm just paying crazy rent to not have the opportunity to get on stage.
Yeah.
So you guys got to understand something about it. The reason that, and people maybe or do or not know this, but New York is like the mecca for comedy because of the amount of stage time that's available to you every single night, right? So you have literally, you know, 15, 16 actual comedy clubs, another 100 bar shows
so
minimum.
Much.
Just open mics, you have venues, podcasts, it's the entire sort of infrastructure for building really good comedians it's really good in New York.
And it's all accessible. It's not like hours away from each other.
Yeah, you can be downtown in the Village and hop 3 or 4 shows a night. If you're motivated, you can get on a lot of shows. Even if you're not even that good, you could just hustle and fucking get up. And that is a major benefit. So what you do is you pay twice as much money in rent. You pay twice as much money for a cheeseburger. You deal with the crazy crowded subways and the super sweltering hot summers and the freezing cold fucking winters. You deal with all of that because of the invaluable experience of being able to build, you know, build your fucking act
this
and your personality. And you know, you have to find your voice. Finding your voice, when they say finding your voice in comedy, it's like, that takes so much time, and the more reps you put in, the faster you can sort of get there. And it's the place to go to fucking really work out. New York's sort of become that to a certain degree because it has exploded in, I'm sorry, LA rather. It's exploded in LA as well, but there's nothing like New York. But when you take out the venues, then it's like, well, I'm doing podcasts. I'm spending fucking, you know, if you with roommates, $2,000 a month to have fucking roommates. This is what people do. To live in Manhattan, you can't spend less than $2,000 a month, or you have to have a roommate. That's fucking crazy.
It's a so I decided I was coming back around this time, and I thought we'd be on phase four, and we'd be indoors. Comedy clubs, initially when I was out there, it's like, don't speed, coming back. It's going to be a while. And then about a month before, everything was looking great. Good, and people were like, yo, okay, you can come back. It should be good. And then all of a sudden, I woke up. I did a show in Vegas. I felt great, hungover. And then everyone's like, you might want to fucking slow down. I'm like, I'm already, you can't get half pregnant. Yeah. I'm on my way. People, it's so weird. I love this city, but also it's not conditional. Like, it makes no sense. Like you said, my rent's up in November, my lease. $1,500, and I might not work till spring?
It's crazy. There's
what
no
am
reason.
I doing here?
There's literally no reason.
What is the thing now? And if I'm going to have to start over again, you might as well start over in the goddamn Los Angeles, where...
Or Maine.
The quality... Maine is nice, and there's some cute broads, I'll say that. Yeah. If you're going to start over, have better quality of life. We suffer because we love doing stand-up.
Yeah.
We suffer.
It's not a good town.
It's crazy.
It's not a good town. It's not, you know, if that's not your fucking dream, fuck that. No way. But at the same time, I have a business here. All these comedians are here. You know, our entire podcast network is here. I can't really move away. I don't want to do my podcast on Zoom. I don't want to do Real Life Podcast, me and Zach on fucking Zoom, or, you know, me and Bisping do it over Zoom. But we've been doing it for years that way. We were doing it on radio with no cameras at all. We could just hear each other, and we had to learn how to sort of catch each other's rhythm that way. And that took a while for us to understand as well. So, yeah, I don't want to fucking do all that. So I have to somewhat stay in the suburbs. It doesn't have to be Westchester County either, by the way. It can be Jersey. I'm not going back to Rockland. I'll kill myself if I have to go back to Rockland County.
Oh, that's right. You're from there, right?
From Rockland, yeah. But I'll do Jersey, Westchester, depending on where it's at. We'll see what's up.
No Staten Island? You don't want to live that much closer to Zach, Shannon, and I?
Fuck all that noise. All right, let's see. Brooklyn guy yells the N-word at somebody blocking his car.
Yeah, I figured this would be a better story for Skanks when you guys do Who's Most Justified, but since you guys are recording outside now, I figured it would be weird.
No, it's not weird.
Okay. So I'll just show you the video and then let's see. Talk Go about
ahead.
It.
It's on TMZ. Is this a famous person?
No.
Pause it for a second.
Hey, yo!
I'll tell you why it's there.
Tell me why first.
So there's a person recording this happening. The person who was recording it appears that they sent the recording to a local politician. The local politician sent it to the cops. So I'm assuming the politician also sent it to TMZ to
But doesn't TMZ cover celebrities?
They also get people submitted stories, because I find a lot of random videos like
I'm
this.
I'm thinking TMZ.
If you can get on TMZ for yelling the N-word, we should be on TMZ.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, guys.
I'll start submitting stuff to TMZ if you want.
All right, go. Let's see what this guy says.
Oh, it'd be smart to get out of the middle of the street, asshole.
Ooh. Oh, my window was still open.
Are you recording me?
Because you're an asshole.
I'm an asshole? Honey, look in the mirror, okay? Wow. It's a person's an asshole is viewed by recording.
You're so fierce.
I know I am. Thank you. Are you gay, too? No, you're not? Well, you look like it. Do you want to keep recording me? Are you having fun? Okay, then what are you going to do with this recording? Tell me.
I'll just put it on the internet.
Okay. I'll get banned, honey. That's what I'll do.
Good.
Okay. Keep walking.
Your friend, too.
Bye.
Well.
Bye.
I'm staying here.
Hold on. Okay, before I beat the shit out of you, get out of here.
Please do. Give it a try.
I'm going to pause it because you're going to like it better in a second.
One my Philly's friend. He's a real ass dude.
The only loser who can like this guy better is if he puts up skank hands in the video.
Wow, this guy is my new favorite gay. Move out of the way, Milo Yiannopoulos. This guy is crushing it. Let's see again.
You gonna come up? You gonna fight?
What?
Okay. What is going on?
What?
What are you gonna do?
What?
What are you gonna do?
Oh! He beat your straight ass, you straight bitch!
That's it.
You gotta fucking destroy the phone, dog. You gotta destroy the phone before you hit stop recording and it uploads to the cloud. You gotta understand. Real ass move, but not very smart.
He just puts the phone up his ass.
Wow. Holy shit, dude. That gay dude, fucking, it was such a great moment. Can we watch that again, actually? That was actually one of my favorite videos that we've ever watched, Shannon. Actually, before you play it again, let me say this. TMZ, they are jumping on to the cancel culture shit because they know it's clickable. That's it's a shit move, TMZ. It's a shit move. It's not your job to report on gay guys saying the N-word.
But you love it.
Well, I'm glad we got the video. It didn't have to
We're
come from TMZ.
We're saying make it that its own website.
Yeah, I'm
so
just
so we don't have to go through TMZ.
I'm saying, can we get this guy on the show? Yeah. This guy fucking rules. This gay guy is the fucking man. Look, and I said
this guy is a streamlined me.
I gotta be honest with you. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I don't even believe this gay guy's racist. I think this game.
You think it's just a shtick? To sell, he's going to get an agent? Did he just get a booking for the next Skankfest?
Doggy, no, he fucking.
At your compound?
He was angry, and he was saying the most vile thing you could say without thinking that he's being fucking videotaped. This gay guy, look, we've all said vile shit, but we don't think we're being videotaped. I just called Mother Nature the N-word as I sat down in the studio today, okay?
Which you should only do at nighttime.
If I'm hot enough, the N-word is flying. I'm telling you right now. So I
still think there's a moment in the video where he closes his door and realizes his window was open.
Yes.
Let's watch it again for
But
a second.
Then he kind of doubles down. It's kind of like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he was trying to make the guy not feel straight. He's playing mind games. The guy's wild.
Let's see.
Hey, yo, it'll be smart to get out of the middle of the street, asshole.
Oh, my God.
Are you recording me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're an asshole.
I'm an asshole? Honey, look in the mirror, okay? The only person that's an asshole is you by recording.
You're so fierce.
I know I am. Thank you. Are you gay, too? No. No, you're not? Well, you look like it.
Pause it.
Do you want to keep recording?
I like how he started fag bashing him.
Yeah.
As well. Like, he's just like, this guy.
Dude's wild, bro.
This is what I'm saying. It's not
Why
even
are you
like,
recording me? You want to suck my dick?
Yeah, you trying to suck this cock?
Got a dude with him.
Pussy boy?
Yeah.
This one I'm saying is not racist as well. More evidence that this guy isn't racist. I like defending racists. It's one of my favorite things on the show. Okay.
I agree. I actually agree with you, Lewis, because he's blocked in, but he may not necessarily know who blocked him in. So he's just yelling out bad words.
Maybe. Well, I think he was talking to a black guy.
Yeah, I think.
No, he's yelling at the black car.
But I think,
what a fun lawyer he would be, Shannon. I don't think he could see his color.
Your Honor, I do declare.
You see, in this moment, though, he's just being a vile little fucking faggo, right? He's just fucking snazzy little bitch. He wants to fucking hurt people in this moment. This gay guy has been made fun of his whole life. He's finally got a nice car. He's got a hot guy next to him. Now he's being blocked in by some livery cab driver. Get the fuck out of here. This guy's had a hard life. Now, he shouldn't use that word, obviously. Yeah. Look at James.
It was a poor choice.
Wait a minute. Made fun of his whole life. Based on what I saw, it was probably himself in the mirror.
Yeah,
probably gay bashing himself, this son of a bitch.
You're proving my point, which is that you heard him say the N-word, which is fine. At a glance, you're like, this is bad, okay? This is not good for him. This is not good for him.
A little more than at a glance. Yes.
So, but then you let him go on, and you realize that he starts fag-bashing the guy. He's like, well, you look gay.
Oh.
So what you realize is he's not really in control of his words. That doesn't really make sense. He's just trying.
He's in a rage.
He's in a rage and trying to hurt the people that's in front of him and saying whatever the fuck will come out of his mouth. So I'm saying this does not inherently make him racist. I'm saying it's shitty. Look, if you were out in public and you call somebody the N-word, a couple things could happen. Number one, you can get your fucking ass beat. Okay? I'm not jumping in to help you. You call somebody the fucking N-word, I'm not jumping in to fucking save your ass. Have fun with that, motherfucker. Enjoy that, okay? It's fucking stupid, right? Number two, you get somebody to videotape you and your job, your fucking family, you can get a lot of fucking get really crazy in that moment, right? I think I'm not trying to justify that or say that you can do it. I'm just saying that gay guy was a real ass dude.
Okay.
He kept it real ass the whole fucking time.
I can guarantee you, most of the time, that guy sucks to deal with, but it's probably real fun to hang with.
Oh, yeah.
I think the opposite. I feel like my friend brings him to hang out, and 10 minutes in, you're like, this son of a bitch needs to just shut up.
If you're his waiter, you hate him.
Oh, that's.
But if he's your buddy, he's hilarious.
I might go the opposite. I feel like this guy definitely has been in the service industry for 30 years and probably tips like a champion. And is probably very understanding that you got sat with three, four tops at the same time and is probably good. But 11 minutes of drinking goddamn martinis, this son of a bitch is telling you how to live your life. Yuck.
Yeah, this gay guy, he
the fact that he got out and took the phone,
wild.
Yeah,
is ballsy.
Yeah, he kept it real ass the whole time.
He went dick first this whole clip. Yeah. Everything was dick first. Yeah,
whether you like him or dislike him, you have to respect him.
I still won't go that far with you on that.
Have to respect this man because he did a lot of things that nobody would do. N-word, made fun of a straight guy for being gay when he himself was gay, got out, physically attacked the guy.
There's another view. I guess somebody was recording this entire thing happening, and there's another view of him actually getting out of the car.
What fucking culture of snitches.
You know how everyone's worried still? Like the right still thinks this is 1984 and Orwell. This isn't Big Brother. We are in the era of Little Brother. It is everyone can personally just catch you doing shit and rat you out. It's crazy. It's the age of Little Brother.
Yeah, go ahead. Play this.
Yeah, there's no sound.
Look at him.
Look at this. Oh, my God.
Look, he's going to grab it.
Oh, he did throw it.
Oh, he threw it. He didn't break it, though. Oh, yeah, that life-proof case.
If he could have thrown like a man.
Here.
He didn't throw well, no.
He, like, skipped it.
Get out of here, silly.
Yeah, you got to snap the phone.
You got to snap it. You got to or leave with it. Make it a real crime. But that right there, that's strong-arm robbery.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah, that guy's in trouble. You can't fucking grab people's phone and throw it. Me and Kim did that once. We admitted to a crime.
Wow.
No, wait, did I throw it or did Kim throw it?
You did.
No, Kim did.
Let's say Kim did.
You're right.
It was Kim. No, we told the story. Yeah. It was Kim.
It was Kim.
Yeah, this bitch tried to fight her, and then I got in the way of her. Right? Yeah, it was Kim. It was for sure Kim. I got in the way of her, and this bitch took out her phone, and she said, she was like, you're going to be on TMZ. And I remember thinking, I was like, either she's famous or she knows who we are, which is pretty cool. Either way, Kim was like, yeah, bitch. She took the phone, and she just went.
Whoo. On a plane.
And she, no, this is right over, we got off the plane. Oh, okay. So we're coming up the, whatever that long fucking tubey thing is that goes to the plane. Yeah, long tubey thing.
I have an update on the story. So the man yelling the N-word has been identified as Joe O'Brien, also known as his adult film stage name, Dustin Gold.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a gay porn star.
Yes. My goodness.
Yes.
But the gay porn company Helix Studios that he worked for.
Helix? Helix Studios? No way.
He won't be working for them anymore in wake of this video. So he's looking for work. You should put him on your OnlyFans.
Can we please, hold on, is he on Twitter? Can we look up his Twitter or his Instagram?
I'll look up.
This guy's fucking real ass. I mean, come on. Come on.
Maybe this guy can find you a house.
Maybe.
This guy can find you a home.
He can find you a home, yes. He'll make it feel nice.
I'm just saying, isn't this like a moment where like, let's see, look at him.
Jesus on his Instagram.
Oh, he's not even famous.
No.
Let's see him. Dustin Gold.
Wow.
Maybe he just started.
Oh, he's small.
He's so little.
He was shredded there, dude. He's gotten a little chunky in the offseason.
Yeah, the quarantine, baby.
Look at him. Oh, he's such a hot little bitch. Look at him. Look at this hot little bitch. Little racist, real ass dude. I like him. Dustin Gold. Yeah. Well, you know what? If he gets an OnlyFans, I swear we'll plug his OnlyFans. I feel bad for the guy.
Oh, man.
Like, should I reach? He was in Brooklyn, so he's local. Should I reach out
to him and get him on the podcast Friday?
The funniest thing now is that he got fired. He probably has to start doing interracial.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh my God, that will be what his work is. He'll get fucked by black dudes and they will give him the business.
That will be the career. Yeah.
I bet you this little gay guy's not racist. He's just a little bitch. I'm telling you, I know the person who does this. This is not a fucking backwoods racist country bumpkin. This is a fucking guy who's a cunt.
He was spitting venom.
That's all he was doing, was trying to be a fucking cunt.
And he thought he was private.
He thought he had no idea. And also, he didn't even call the black guy the N-word. He called the black guy an N-word to his friend in the car when he thought nobody was videotaping him. I mean, come on. You're going to cancel the guy for that? Oh, who's asking the guy first?
Once you're in the car, all bets are off. He just didn't know his window was open.
Well, that is an interesting thing, though, right? Is your car your privacy, like your house? Like, right, aren't you allowed to say whatever in your house?
No, you're not allowed to say whatever in your house. If you're in your house and somebody's videotaping you through your window and you say the N-word, you're going to be fucked.
But I'm saying, in theory,
in fact, that's
it was
worse.
Always the privacy of your doors,
in
right?
A weird way, it's worse. Okay, so look, Like calling somebody the N-word in a malicious tone, that's worse. Obviously, that's the worst offense if you're going to do it.
Absolutely brutal, yeah.
Saying the N-word in a racist way, in a moment of anger, that's a step down. But not saying it to the person, you're not actually hurting anybody.
Still not great.
You're just not hurting anybody. It's pretty bad. It's bad, but you're not. But I'm saying this as a half an N-word. Okay, so it's just who fucking if you're a white guy in your bedroom every night, you're going nigger, nigger,
polo.
Like nobody. It's called Tommy Hilfiger. N-word polo shirt. It's Tommy Hilfiger. That's that brand. What does it do? Like, I remember when I was a little kid, I would curse. Like, I would never curse in public. I would never curse around my friends. Definitely not in front of my mom or my aunt or anybody. But I would jump up and down on my bed when I was, like, my son's age. And I would just be like, bitch, bitch, ass, shit. And I would never say fuck.
No.
But I would, because for even that was, like, too much for me. But I would definitely say curse words. And if nobody heard them, is there an offense? Like, what is the offense in there, right?
Well, that is the argument, right?
Yeah. So if this black guy, he wasn't trying to hurt this black guy. He was trying to let out some steam. You know, if you fucking press that button on your
your gay guy, they're full of steam.
You know, in a tire, if you just press that little button, it just hisses the N-word. I don't know if you knew that, especially snow tires. If you, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm going to find
buddy, you. I'm gonna double find down. Yeah. Say fierce. Let's go.
Fierce. I'm very fierce. I'm just saying he wasn't trying to hurt that black guy. Fuckface with the camera hurt black people. This is a good angle. Time it. I just figured it out.
Hold on.
This is the clip I'm going to send to him.
Let him go.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Send him the clip.
Yes.
I want him to see it.
He set back the already damaged relationship between black people and gay people.
Yeah, I agree.
He took it back a little.
He did. And this white guy or this gay guy who I don't even consider gays whites. I've said that for a long time. Okay. This gay guy, he wasn't trying to hurt this black guy. He wasn't trying to hurt any black people. He was trying to get the word out of his body. He was expelling it from his body. It was in there. Yeah. It's in all of you. There's an N-word sitting right there under your tongue. Every one of you right now. All the white people listening to this show. And sometimes when nobody's around, you just got to let it out. Oh, okay? Buddy. But when no one's around. Now, if somebody's around and they videotape it and then they show it to the world, think about how many black people that guy that was videotaping that sent it to TMZ and showed it to the world just hurt. It's a fucking great point. You know what? Black people, I'm saving
them. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! You got knocked the fuck out, man!
I'm telling you, baby. That guy videotaping was the racist one.
I don't think you're using the logic that usual people with logic use, my friend.
Okay, Chen, can you go to the chat? I mean, people are probably agreeing with me, right?
Hold on.
Oh, wait. Here we go. They found him in the chat. Alan the Hamster goes, found him, guys. And then linked boyfriend.tv. Dustin does Davey. I hope it's Dave Smith.
I hope it's a black guy.
Yeah. The snitches are always guilty.
Well, you
the snitches are always guilty. Like, when you fuck it, if you're trying to hurt somebody's fucking feelings...
Well, that is the thing with, like, the Facebook post, the people who are a lot of times the most, this always blows me away, people who have to pronounce every day, I hate racists, I hate rapists, I hate murderers, I hate pedophiles. Yeah, you're supposed to. You're a normal person when you don't say those things. When you are those things, I want to know. I just assume you're not. It's all those people I just assume are really got
they're
some shit going
something.
On.
Yeah, they're the people who fucking stand up and have to proclaim regularly.
It's, don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'll point over there.
Of course.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah, I completely agree. So I think that should be the standard is saying racial terms. If no one's around to hear them, do you really say them? So tree falling in the forest.
Tree falling in the forest. Well, it's interesting.
Should somebody be canceled? You secretly record somebody just saying the N-word out loud to themselves. They're fucking, they're watching Roots.
What's an interesting
just
thing?
Just fucking, just letting them fly by themselves, though.
I think someone had a bit about like that having a family member that's old and can't do nothing in an old folks home. It might have been DeVito about his grandma. And it's like, if she's has weird thoughts on race, is she really a problem? Like everyone, I have old relatives who I definitely don't think are progressive at all. They're like 93-year-old Italians in Rochester.
Yeah.
Should I cancel them? What are you going to cancel? It's like, so that's the thing. It's like, no, can
you
I still
let them
like
die
them?
Off. You, let, just, you let the old racist people die
that's,
off,
and
right?
That's what's going to happen.
And that's
a know, lot of them aren't really harming no one. They just
the problem
think
is
baseball
the,
was better the, before Jackie Robinson was there.
People invent new racists, and they keep on moving the line. So we all agree. Like, literally, like, if you were to say, hey, we should eradicate the KKK, flip a switch, and the, everyone who's ever in the KKK is gone. You erase their fucking racist thoughts. You destroy that. We don't go, cool, okay. You're like, all right, sweet. What about really racist, violently racist people? Fine, I agree with that. And then it keeps on going down the line, keeps on going down the line, until eventually it becomes like, not even just people who say the N-word or like that, then it becomes people who are using microaggressions, people who are fucking, you know, doing characters that aren't the same race that they are. And it just keeps on getting pushed, keeps on getting pushed. And if you start to dissent from that line of thinking, then you get called a racist, then you get called a Nazi. By that standard, yeah. Like the jokes that we make on this show, you make jokes. James Manner, I wouldn't call you a dirty comic. You're not dirty. You're edgier, though. You definitely walk on the line. Like I watch you perform. You do a lot of crowd work where you're fucking with the crowd a lot and you're saying things, you're saying stereotypical things.
I should
things.
Have the right to make a mistake.
You will make mistakes. Yeah. You have made mistakes.
That,
I'm
but
sure.
That's what I defend.
But
that.
You're not a free speech alt-right guy. You're not even confused that. But the reality is, it will just keep on going down the path where eventually you'll say or do something and somebody will go, well, that's not right. This guy needs to go. Right. And this is when they say cancel culture doesn't exist. This is cancel culture. Everyone's petrified. Everybody's taking an extra minute or two to think about the jokes they're going to say instead of shooting from the fucking hip, being as funny as possible, and allowing us to make the mistakes that we absolutely have to make. You have to make the mistakes in the comedy clubs, on podcasts, these mediums. We're mixing paint right now. That's all we're fucking doing. Yeah. Okay. We're mixing paint and we're trying these colors out. And sometimes they come out bland and you go, ah, you know what? That's a mistake. And that, and you know, we're like Bob Ross would say, it was like, that's a happy little mistake. And you cover it up with a fucking another tree and you make it a shadow, whatever the fuck you do, but you have to allow us to make those mistakes. And if you don't allow us to make those mistakes, you change comedy for the negative forever. You have safe, slow, like clapter comedy where you're like, that's a really good point. Not balls out like, holy shit, I shouldn't be laughing at this comedy. That's good comedy. When people are going like, oh my God, I feel bad for laughing at, they're blushing and they go, oh my God, I hope my boss doesn't see me here right now. That's the shit that I grew up on. The Patrices, the Dave Attells, the Louis, that's the shit that made people go like, fuck dude, I don't agree with that guy, but he's saying some shit that is undeniably funny. That is powerful comedy. That is what is beautiful. When you agree with a comedian and everything a comedian says, and you go, you know what? He's fucking got it. Everything he's saying is right. You're listening to a fucking Braveheart speech. That is not a fucking comedy set. You are part of a fucking political thing, okay? So.
It's interesting. I just talked about last week, I did like a, lack of a better term, like a seminar, like a Zoom seminar with like the podcast I'm doing. And I got asked about this, like the free speech thing. It's interesting. I think some people use shock as an excuse. I don't think shock for shock's sake is bullshit, but like, I feel bad if you're a new comic now. There is no chance to make bad decisions and learn from them. I admitted that I used to try and be like a Don Rickles or what like Sarah Silverman was initially, where I was thought by being politically incorrect and edgy and racially charged stuff that I was being like a Lenny Bruce and that people would obviously know that I don't think these things.
Right.
And then I met some other racial comics and realized, oh, a lot of these guys mean that shit.
Yeah,
but
me.
I was allowed to grow out of it. There you go, handsome. And then you look like me if I gave a fuck.
Hey, it's
like,
true.
If I put more effort in. All right. But I would have been, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's footage of this, but it's the type of thing where I'd have to defend myself. Like, look, I was allowed to take a chance and grow. I was swinging for the fences. I was trying to be edgy. I was trying to be some, and then I learned what my voice was and who I really am.
Yeah.
But there is not that anymore. It's a shame.
Well, there's the style of comedy just in general. Like, I like really ballsy, edgy, fucked up comedy. I like things that make people uncomfortable. I like seeing two or three people in the crowd go like, this sucks. Like, what's going on here? That, not even as a performer, but as a spectator, I like that. That cringe, that moment of fucking awkwardness. Like, I just watched Patrice's Elephant in the Room again the other night, and just like, you know, that uncomfortability where you're sitting there and he's fucking, he goes to the white chick in the front row and then she's sitting next to a black chick. And the black chick's okay. She's like a fucking, just an okay, like a black chick, but the white chick's like really beautiful. And he's just pointing out that she's not her. And just like this, literally half the people in the room are going like, this is so uncomfortable. Yeah. That, in my opinion, is just one of a fucking beautiful moment in comedy that you sort of like, you have to set up all these pieces and you have to sort of be a master at playing the fucking puppets in that moment. And you sort of watch it unfold. And part of what's so incredible about that is the fact that you cringe a little bit and you go like, oh my God, he just told this black chick to her face that she's not as pretty as her.
So wild.
It's like watching somebody walk a tightrope.
Yes.
It's a tightrope.
Yes. And it could go bad and it could go awkward and it could make somebody cry or scream or whatever. And is it punching? I don't know. Is it punching down? Patrice doesn't know that black. She's just looking at her face in that moment. And she happened to be in that seat.
But this right? is the interesting thing about it. He's a master at that, but you're still scared it could go wrong. It's kind of like a moment in the horror movie, right? You don't know. You're waiting for the tension to go. Hmm. But how did he become a master at this?
By
he
had probably done up, that. By walking yes. thousands of people
by
in comedy
screwing
clubs.
Up.
Yeah.
And so now, so that's the big question. Is it worth getting to that?
I think so. I think so.
There's a bunch of people tell you no.
I know. Yeah. And those people fucking suck. They cross me. All right, real quick, we have to thank Cushy Dreams, who I love. Dreams Cushy on Twitter and Instagram. Is their handle? CushyDreams.com is a website. It is. It's Dreams Cushy on social media. So you should follow them on social media as well. They make the best smokable CBD on the planet. It looks and smells and tastes just like the best weed you could ever smoke, but it does not contain THC. It is just CBD-rich flower and pre-rolled joints. It is lab-tested third-party lab-tested for purity and compliance. It is slow-cured. It's hand-trimmed. It's really fucking beautiful, bud. I love smoking this in the morning. I don't like getting baked and stoned, and halfway through my day, I can no longer function or speak. I do these podcasts. I run these businesses. There's a lot going on. This is a great way for me to sort of take care of my anxiety, have my smoking fix that I'm used to been having for the past 20 years, but not get super, super baked. It has so many amazing healing benefits. Zach Amico, I mean, you can name all, throw a dart at a dartboard with a list of afflictions instead of numbers on that dartboard. You would probably hit an affliction that CBD can help with.
Literally, it's just, it takes the edge off your day without you feeling foggy halfway through the day.
I love it. I love it, and you love it. And here's the deal. If you want to try Cushy Dreams, K-U-S-H-Y-D-R-E-A-M-S, all you got to do is go to CushyDreams.com, and when you check out, use the promo code RAP. You save 20% off your entire order with that promo code, so make sure you go do it. You're going to love Cushy Dreams. It's the best smokable CBD on the planet. Go take care of that right now. CushyDreams.com, promo code RAP for 20% off. Okay, where were we? All right, what's going on with Kanye? I don't really know. He was running for president, and he's not.
He's goofier than a football bet.
I don't know what's happening.
Did you guys see before we get into the tweets that he did? Did you see the video of his rally the other day?
I know he cried talking about how he asked Kim to get an abortion. Right?
There was a couple moments. I'm gonna show you this one.
Something about his mom too. Wasn't it?
He's losing his mind.
Dad?
He's having a manic episode.
Yeah, it's not going well for this kid.
Move. Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Y'all, we leaving right now.
Y'all, we're leaving right now, y'all.
So what is he wearing? Is he umpiring a softball game later? Yeah. What is that vest?
I feel like he could get a better venue.
It's a bulletproof vest.
That's a bulletproof vest?
Yeah, it says security on the front.
We're leaving right now. We're leaving right now, y'all. This is crazy.
But then, yeah, here are the tweets that I'll start with this one.
They tried to fly in with two doctors to 51/50 me. I've been trying to get divorced since Kim met with Meek at the Waldorf for quote-unquote prison reform. I got 200 more to go. This my lady tweet of the night. Chris Jong-un, Lil Baby, my favorite rapper, but won't do a song.
My goodness.
What the fuck's he talking about?
So the Meek at the Waldorf, I guess he's assuming, or he's just saying that Kim slept with Meek Mill, another rapper, and 200 more to go. I think he's talking about the character limit on Twitter, maybe. And Chris Jong-un is, Chris Jenner is the mother of the whole family. But yeah, Lil Baby is just another rapper. But yeah, here's a bunch of more tweets. He's just losing his fucking mind.
Yeah.
Let's see, should I name more Drake in Jesus' name, no more cap, Larsa, come and get me.
This is my favorite. He just keeps saying white supremacy. Like, he'll just start a tweet and in the middle of it just be like, white supremacy.
So this is a screenshot of him trying to talk to Chris Jenner.
What does no cap mean?
No cap is just, I guess, in like a fancy way of just kind of saying like, no joke.
Oh, no joke.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, you ready to talk now or are we still voting my calls? This is, yeah, you want to talk or go to war? I mean, he's losing his mind.
Yeah.
He's losing his mind.
No, I don't think losing. I think it's loss.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done, Pop.
He's got a kid. How many kids does he have with Kim?
I think he has three now.
That sucks. That sucks for these fucking kids. Here's my problem. It's like, just in general, like, this is guy, girl, whatever. Anybody who brings their shit public, if you're dealing with, like, personal shit in a relationship, whatever it is, and then you go to social media to put that person on blast, that is a sign that that person is unhinged. That is a sign that person, there, whatever the need for attention is, the value of it is more than sort of respecting that relationship, you know, for good or bad, no matter how hurt you are. So this is just some fucking crazy shit, right?
Because we've all seen, like, the girl on Facebook who gets cheated on and does a post, like, exposing her boyfriend and then the girl.
Of course.
Or they'll, like, post the phone number.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's a crazy person.
Yeah, you're a fucking crazy person. You can't.
But now this is on a beyond national level.
Yeah, these are massively famous people. I said the same thing about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith the other night because we watched their video, the Red Table, whatever shit, right? It's not anybody's fucking business, okay? It's not. Like, your personal shit, what goes right, what goes wrong, it's everybody in the world has those problems. You know, and to put it out there like that in a public forum, I think it just sort of symbolizes that you got a couple screws loose, that your narcissism sort of outweighs.
Oh, do you think they're narcissists? They named their kids the gender switched versions of their own names.
Who?
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Jaden and Willow are the kids.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that.
You know how fucking nuts you have to be?
Yeah,
to
that's crazy.
That's
kind of
some
crazy.
George Foreman shit, yeah.
I had no idea. And that, yeah, that's a batshit weirdo, like, you know, like, oh, it's all about me. You don't even want to give your kids their own identity. You want them to be a actual representation of you. And you've already had, you don't need to live vicariously through your fucking kids because you've had all of the success in the world. You have millions of dollars. You're both good-looking, successful people. I mean, just the gall. It really makes, it annoys me when people like this, you have everything. Money can't buy you happiness, but money should be able to fucking get whatever that you don't need it. You have too much money and success to be doing this fucking low class horseshit. So,
which just proves that money and success doesn't always fix everything, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I think also they were forced to do the Red Table. The guy that she was fucking came out on Instagram that was like, "Yeah, I fucked Jada. I've been fucking Jada for a while now." And,
no, that's not forced to the Red Table.
What?
That's not forced.
No, not when you're rich like that. You shut that motherfucker up.
Yeah, dude. You fucking. It didn't even matter. You're Will Smith. You just. It doesn't matter.
He's getting cucked.
He's not getting cucked. They broke up and she fucked another guy while they were broken up. That's not being cucked.
Nah, man. When you're separating, that's a free weekend, dog.
Let me tell you something.
We've all done that.
The difference. Okay, so here's the thing. Will Smith. I give this lesson to my son all the time about being right, about when you're right, just be right. There's no reason to make yourself wrong, right?
Yeah.
So Will Smith is already right. He's not being cucked. He's not a bitch. He's a 50-year-old fucking man who's a billionaire, okay? Dylan, he doesn't live in your 22-year-old Florida fucking Fortnite world, okay? This is a fucking a guy who has a lot of success. He's not being fucked. You do, you're a cuck. You say, fuck my girl. Dude, shut up, okay? He needed to literally go like, yeah, that's fucking stupid. What a herb. And then fucking move on and then do whatever the fuck else you're doing in your life, whether you're with your chick or not with your chick. But by him responding to that and going to that level and sitting there, he cucked himself. He cucked himself. He wasn't being cucked.
So he's a cuck.
Now he's cuck. He wasn't a cuck before. Whatever his name, the rapper wasn't cucking him.
So I have a question. Do you think that's cheating, though? Did he get cheated on?
No.
Not if you're on
if
break.
You're broke, if you're on a break.
A break, but they're still married.
But that's
it?
A hall pass, dog.
That's a hall pass?
Yeah, yeah. You're still
they're
in
separated.
Class,
what
but
are
you can
you
go walk around
for?
The hall, man.
You fuck, you go to the he's fucking other chicks, too. The reality is, like, I'm assuming the conversation was, like, yeah, I don't want to know. That's what most people would do. They'd go, like, we're separated. We're obviously not, you know, but don't put it on my face. I don't want to fucking hear about it. I don't want to know about
don't
it.
Don't post it on TMZ.
Yeah. And then this guy went out and fucking said some shit because this guy's a herb. But let that guy go be a herb. let him be a little bitch. Be like, oh yeah, that guy's a fucking bitch. Who does that? What type of fucking adult goes out and brags about fucking any chick, much less another man's chick? What type of fucking herb? That's some fucking weak ass shit. But then Will Smith goes, come on, dude, tell him what happened. What does that mean? I mean, like, what do you, it's like he comes off like a bitch.
Worst decision by Will Smith, doing that interview or turning down the lead role in Django?
Was he was offered the lead role?
He was the initial Django, and he turned it down.
I couldn't imagine him playing that part.
Aren't we kind of lucky? Yeah, kind of like Jamie Foxx.
Oh, Jamie Foxx crushed it, dude.
I think Denzel was also up for that, too.
Denzel would have been incredible.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Denzel would have been the best out of everybody. Jamie Foxx was awesome.
I don't know. I think Jamie killed it.
Jamie killed it. I was talking to Jamie Foxx yesterday. It's like, I kind of like Jamie Foxx, Justin Timberlake. There's a few entertainers that I like in a weird way because they're a throwback to that old school, you know, they do it all.
Five Tools.
They sing.
Like a rap, like rap hackers.
Yeah.
They sing, they dance, they can do Broadway shows. Yeah. Dude, it's pretty impressive when you look at how talented Jamie Foxx, Justin Timberlake, who else is that's like that? I don't really know many others, but yeah. Anyway, look.
It's a short list, huh?
Kanye fucking, I just feel bad because he's got kids that it's like, they're so famous and they have to, you know when money doesn't buy you happiness? When you grow up already filthy, stinking rich. Like those kids.
Nowhere to go.
Yeah, they're just dealing with fucking like their dad saying horrific shit about their mom in a public forum, you know?
Well, like, they had no chance from the jump, right? They had no chance. They're born celebrities. Mom got famous from a sex tape. Mom was kind of famous because her dad worked for OJ.
Yeah.
Who's been portrayed by goddamn David Schwimmer. So think about that. So they're going to grow up with that shit going around. Yeah. Choose. I mean, it's so wonderful. That show is so wonderfully awful. There's some great performances. There's some horrible ones. And it just comes together great. Cuba Gooding's 4'1" playing like the fifth greatest running back of all time. It's great. They had no chance. I mean, their stepfather, right? Step grandfather became a woman and all that. They had no fucking chance.
They had a wacky fucking.
They've had no chance of being normal and adjusted.
Yeah. It's almost like they are that whole. When you sort of put it that way, you break it down because you don't realize how crazy their lives are. You know, we accepted Kim and Kanye as being sort of like normal. Like, no, they're cool. They're fucking nuts. Like, they got the way their whole fucking thing came about. It's absolutely crazy, and we sort of like, I don't know what it is about celebrities. We give them a pass to be crazy. Is it Britney Spears? People are saying she's going crazy now? Or they have, her family's under mind control or something?
Yeah, they're saying that she's like been taken hostage.
Yeah.
Because didn't she sign away basically everything to her dad and a manager or something a few years ago?
I don't know.
I think when she went crazy, she like gave up power of attorney.
I mean, she went royally banana.
Have you seen the pictures of her on Instagram? Go to Britney Spears' Instagram. Every image, look at her.
I went back, and it's just she's just writing about very weird things, and people are like, "Are you okay?"
I made cherry muffins and brown sugar this morning. I left them in the oven just a touch longer so they'd be crisp. I prefer the bite. Psst, I would show you a pic of my muffins, but if anything I make in the kitchen with my two hands goes in my stomach. God bless you all.
Just weird.
Please turn off the.
I don't think it's the worst, but it also is kind of weird.
Yeah, she has crazy eyes.
Yeah, the eyes are helping
them
the post.
Look at every photo.
She looks like she should be in the background of a happy person's photo, staring at them.
Yeah, she's got Black Hole Sun face.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she does.
Yeah, and then.
Like, she's got eyes like the Hamburglar, no?
And she's dating like this hot fucking personal trainer who's like obviously just taking advantage of her. That's just hot. Yeah. But people are like really worried, right? They're like, do you need help? You know, blink twice if you need help.
Yeah. And people have reached out to her sister, and her sister said, even if there was something wrong, I'm not going to like address people talking about it publicly. So it does seem like something's wrong.
That if there isn't. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. She's got those eyes are like Batman villain shit.
Yeah, maybe I should try to fuck Britney Spears. That's the way to.
Now's the time to do it.
Now's the time to fuck Britney Spears.
Buy low.
I bet she'd still be great.
Of course. 100%.
She'd be a good time. She's all wacky and all fucked up.
Damaged, Southern, grew up religious, when they break a little, oh my God, those are usually absolute monsters in bed.
And here's and her body would be pretty nice for like in real life to fuck. Like looking at her like there, like she's a little bit fucking like, you know, it's not Britney. It's not
the prime.
It's not celebrity
body. No, it's not red cat suit Britney.
Yeah, we need fucking, you know, but it would still be pretty great. Like most of the chicks that
I have sex
with.
By the way, I learned to not say schoolgirl uniform Britney.
Yeah, that's a smart
move. I gave it a few years. I'm learning from my mistakes on past episodes.
Oh, there she is.
I thought it was a skirt. But it's...
See what I'm saying? Like her body's like decent for a chubby chick.
Not chubby, Lewis.
She's fine.
But look at her back fat. Do you see what I'm saying? And the sweat, like right there, you would feel that sweaty little pocket.
Buddy, that is wonderful.
She's freestyling?
There's no music. They added the music later.
You're going to tell me that she's not chubby, Shannon?
No, she's not chubby.
She's a little
Shannon,
thick.
This is the problem.
That's
this is
good.
Why you're never going to have your ideal bodies, because you see that as being not chubby.
I see me as still being chubby, though, and I'm like exactly at weight I'm supposed to be.
You're kind of like her, but you're not chubby. You're not chubby for a celebrity. I'm sorry. You're not chubby for a normal chick. You're hot for a normal chick. Like for your age and your, you know, where you live, Staten Island,
where you live,
you're pretty hot.
Her stomach is flat. And
but
she had
if
multiple
you were,
kids.
If you were a celebrity, Shannon.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have a fucking problem. We would have a problem with what's going on. Yeah, look at that. Circle the problem area. Exactly.
Her stomach is flat, though. Even when she was doing like her, when she was like 16, she had this little thingy here.
I don't want to see 16-year-old Britney because we're not into children, obviously.
Yeah. Not at all.
But look at the little
she
poof.
She looks great.
She got some poof down there, doggy. Crazy.
I like a little thick. You don't like a thick broad?
I like a thick broad. I don't like a little bit of poof.
She's good, Bubba's. Look, there's been times have been tough. I take what I can get, baby. All right, I'm going to quote Dusty Rhodes. The big ones are tens. The little ones are tens. The ugly ones are tens. The pretty ones, you're all tens to me, baby.
All tens to you. All right, so let's see here. What are the Dylan stories for today? Did he do anything good? Oh, so let's see. Trump. You know, I don't talk about Trump, Dylan. Stop trying to make me talk about politics.
I fucked up.
You see that, Shannon?
Shannon ripped me a new one the first thing this morning.
Wow. Trump seen maskless hours after saying wearing a mask is patriotic.
See, kind of funny.
Wow.
Where was he, though, when he was maskless?
Wow.
Was he in his car being filmed by a kid on Team MZ after he called someone the N-word? Then we have a problem.
That would be an issue.
Yeah.
I'm looking right now.
No, I don't care, Dylan. We don't fucking care about T-Bird. We don't talk about Trump on the show. We're not a political show.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Never again. Never again. Also, guys, let's do some plugs real quick. We didn't do them yet. James Mattern.
Hi. What a treat. Thank you guys for having me. It's been too long. The James Mattern on Instagram. I have a podcast called the Commissioner Comedy Podcast. It is kind of like, I was getting excited when Lewis was talking about doing stand-up out here. I mean, it's basically what the podcast is about. It's about like the philosophy, the lifestyle. There's a little bit like a 101 shit, but it's basically the love of being a comic and the journey. So check it out. New episodes about shut your mouth about all the times you kill. If you're a young comic, shut the fuck up. Just earn your keep. All right? So Commissioner Comedy. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. Cool. I'm done. How quick and painless is that?
Check me out on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Because Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, comics talking shit while we watch a movie, and Catalyst Wrestling here on Gas Digital every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. On top of being with Lewis this weekend in Jersey, I will also be in Pennsylvania August the 7th and 8th for the Troma Dance Film Festival at the Mahoning Drive-In Theater. I believe the town is called Layton, Pennsylvania. $10 a night, 3 movies a night. It should be really, really fun.
That's right, guys. Something Plains, New
Morris
Jersey.
Plains.
What? Morris Plains, New Jersey this Saturday night. Go to my Instagram right now. Grab your tickets. Twitter as well. Dojo of Comedy East this Saturday night. Myself, Zach Amico. Also, Thursday and Friday, I'll be at Stress Factory with Big J. So if you guys want to see a bunch of comedy this weekend in the New Jersey area, I will be performing. Make sure you guys subscribe. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code REP. Get a 14-day free trial. Subscribe on our iTunes channel. Make sure Twitch right now, guys. My Twitch is blowing up. Dildo updated my upgraded my Twitch stream. It's looking better, it's sounding better, and we're adding more and more. I just ordered my splitter cable today, Dildo.
Hell yeah.
So it'll be here by August 1st. It's gonna be a big deal. Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Go subscribe if you can. If you have Twitch Prime through Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for free. That'd be the best way to do it. Anything else?
Podcast merch.
Podcastmerch.com. Yeah, go grab some merch. All the Real Ass Podcast merch, really all the merch for all the shows that I have, you guys can get right from podcastmerch.com. And that's it. That's it, Shannon. That's all I had to plug. God, I came in such a bad mood today. Whew. Fucking. Just covered in a layer of sweat. I fucking hate it so much. Hambaden in the chat says, Lewis is a melty candle underneath that shirt. He's just projecting. Do me a favor, Shannon, block Ham Banana for the rest of today's show. I'm serious about it. Block Ham Banana right fucking
I love her.
Now for the rest of the show. She's also, I know she's a fat bitch too, and I'll tell you why. Because she never turns her camera on the Zoom chat.
She does on my Zoom chat.
And that's, I assume that's an ugly, fat, fucking ugly
she's
not, woman.
She's beautiful and perfect.
I
and
hope
I love
she
her.
Gets AIDS in her no. asshole.
She's a great mom.
She's a stupid cunt.
Terrible.
She's banned for the rest of today's show. How dare her?
Just one warning.
How fucking dare her?
Shannon, she's a woman listening to the show live. You didn't have to tell her she's a mom.
Right, we I'm do. Kidding. Ham Banana, go fuck yourself. You fucking dirty hoe. All right. What else are we talking about here? 51-year-old woman is arrested for trying to have her husband killed after filling out a form on a fake website, rentahitman.com. Wendy Wine of Michigan was charged with solicitation of murder and using a computer to commit a crime. She filled out the form on a fake website, explaining that she wanted her husband killed. The creator of the website then tipped off police. After being tipped off, an undercover trooper met her in a parking lot where she was ready to pay $5,000, and that's when she got busted. The owner of the site says he's helped prevent over 130 murders since the site's inception. Wow.
You understand? And they have to be all dumb old people.
I mean, who thinks that that's how you do it? Wow. How a would website you, to murder people.
How would you do it? You got to murder somebody right now. How would you, because like in my mind.
First of all, 5,000 way too cheap.
Oh my God.
Way suspect that it was just $5,000.
No.
That's 25 but grand that's the minimum for a shitty job.
If you're dumb enough to think that it's safe to go on a website to murder someone, you aren't smart enough to think that 5,000 is lowballing for an assassin.
How would you do it? How would you go about paying? You'd have to pay. You'd have to find somebody, like an ex-military person who's fucked in the head, who has killed people, that is disconnected from the idea of like killing people, and then they've also got to be really poor. And they got to be trustworthy and somewhat smart to find. I mean, how do you find a hitman without going?
He's our office manager.
Yeah.
Rentahitman.com. What do you do?
It's the what a hilarious name. Do you think
they testimonials on the website?
Testimonials. Silly website.
This is so funny. Phil M from Florida says Guido and his public relations crew were able to resolve a 5-year dispute in a matter of days. Highly recommended. Caught my husband cheating with the babysitter and resolved after a free public relations consultation. I'm single again and looking to mingle. Thanks, Guido. My schedule is too busy to get my hands dirty, so I consulted with RAH, and they handled my public relations issues for me. Gracias, RAH. Rent a hitman.
I love that the hitman, like the head hitman, is named Guido.
Is there a phone number? Can we call them?
There was a form, because when I found the article last night, I went to the website, but it must have gotten so many people going to the site that it says now they reached their form quota.
Wow.
Terrific.
Oh, man. We should have totally fucking hired a hitman to kill somebody.
No. We can try again on Friday.
What would you... Shannon, do you know any... Let me ask you. Obviously, don't be incriminating, Shannon. Mm-hmm. Not be incriminating, but I feel like... Out of everyone at Gas Digital, Shannon might be the person that I would go to if I needed to find somebody to kill somebody. That's actually the question. That's a question. Who at Gas Digital would you go to if you needed to find somebody to kill somebody?
I could definitely find someone to do that.
What?
I feel confident in that.
No way. You really could?
Yeah.
She lives in Staten Island.
What?
I grew up in like Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. I mean,
somebody that would kill somebody.
Do anything.
You know a guy.
I know a guy.
Shannon, you're telling me you know a guy.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
How much?
Oh, that I have no idea.
Find out right now. Get him on the horn.
Not right now. I can find out before Friday.
Let me ask you a question.
Wow.
Can you, this is going to be silly, the same hitman, tell him for $1,000 we want to interview him anonymously on the show?
No, I don't think that would work.
That would be a great get. Yeah. That would be a great one.
How cool would that be to interview a hitman anonymously?
That'd be great.
Who else do we go to?
Shannon's the one. I was right with my instincts.
I have a different go.
Who's your go-to?
Christian Brooklyn.
Christian Brooklyn might be one of the guys. Yeah.
It's a good one.
I was going to ask, who would be the fixer or the cleaner for you guys? Like, is that, would that be Ralph. Shannon because she can get you the hitman? Or Chris?
Giant fucking Ralph and his team of Mexicans would come in.
I don't want to touch the blood. It'll...
Ooh. Yeah, Chris might be one, but... Yeah, Chris.
Chris is pretty real.
Chris is pretty real ass.
Chris is pretty real fixer too. I think that makes sense. I think if I got in some real trouble at 3 a.m. and I called Chris, I'd be incredibly confident that my problem would go away.
Now who had I go to first, Shannon or Chris?
Shannon could probably get a better price.
I think that's logical.
I'd be sweet about the way I asked.
Yes. I think that...
You think I should kill somebody for my friend?
It'd be really good for the network.
I'd be like, this guy's really bothering you. God, bothering me. Can you help me get rid of him?
Huh. I wonder. Jimmy Martinez and somebody in the chat says, yeah, I would... Jimmy would probably be able to find somebody to murder somebody.
By that someone. Come on, be the guy in the mirror. That's a tough son of a bitch.
Yeah, Jimmy would... If I wanted to find... I might go to Jimmy, but Jimmy's been in jail a few times. I feel like Jimmy makes mistakes.
Yeah, I was thinking Jimmy's phone is tapped. Like, I'm not...
I don't know if I'm going to go to Jimmy. I feel like Shannon might be the best one to go to because I feel like whoever she would go to would probably protect her. Whatever it is. She's going to go to some dude that fucking is still in love with her that knows some dudes. It's a dude of a
from
dude.
From the old neighborhood.
Yeah. It's a dude of a dude.
And a crush on her from a
that guy
ago.
Would sooner take the hit before Shannon took the hit. So there's a guy ahead of Shannon ahead of me in order to not get caught murdering this person. Shannon, if you had a guesstimate, how much it would cost? Can you please find out?
I can't. What am I going to text somebody how much to murder someone?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can. You 100% can. It's a bit.
I don't know. I would say 25,000 at the very lowest.
25,000?
That sounds about right.
It just depends on who you're dealing with. I mean.
I bet there's low end for 10. I bet there is.
Yeah, but that they like hit him with a brick.
Well, there's probably desperate people.
You can go into the hood and find some like public housing 16-year-old kid that he's never seen $5,000 in his life, and he's ready.
But you get what you pay for in that, right?
Yeah, you're fucking, he might kill you.
You might just be sloppy.
Yeah, whatever it is. No, he literally, you might show up with the money, he might just kill you. Like, you can't fucking, yeah. I couldn't do it. We talked about that recently, but I have dreams all the time that I have murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Or it could even be a part of like a plot that I've murdered somebody through like a higher plot or whatever. And the guilt and the fear of the cops coming for me is the whole fucking dream. And I just sit on edge and
And then you wake up and it takes you like a few seconds to go.
At least.
Oh, God, it was a dream. That wasn't real.
30 seconds to a minute. Like, you wake up and you're like, God damn it, I'm living this life of being a murderer on the run. This is awful. And then you kind of rub your eyes and like, wait a minute, no, I didn't murder anybody. That's so nice. Thank God I didn't murder anybody. Fuck me, that's so good.
Tyler G in the chat said, Harrington easily. For $50 and a steak-em, Sammy, he'd do anything. It's not a bad
Harrington,
point.
Harrington can't fucking...
Harrington can't do anything without leaving like three different forms of DNA in any room he was in.
I'm not trusting that Harrington's going to get the job done and not get caught.
Harrington's going to kill the guy, jerk off in his bathroom, take a shower, take a shit. He's going to leave too many things.
There's got to be a service for this, right? There's got to be a service for, like, murdering people that sort of protects you and says, hey, if we get caught, it's on us. Like, don't worry. You don't got to worry about anything. You're paying for that. You're paying for that discretion, in my opinion.
I would think, I mean, this is just on what I've seen in like stupid movies, so it could be, you know, bullshit, but it seems like it part of what you're paying for when it is like 50G, 100G is discretion. We know what we're doing. We've covered our bases. They never say kill. It's like, oh, you know, the other option. I just watched Michael Clayton for the 100th time. It's okay. Like, so there's the other option.
Yeah.
Would you like to, wait, what are we talking about? We're talking about the other option. Okay. And I think it was like 100, 150G. And it's all.
And they disappear, and then they get into a car accident somehow.
Oh, the guy just, you know, fucking passed out while he had 18 loaves of bread. Fucking perfectly healthy 50-year-old. Just
an update, by the way, on that judge that got shot, right? Or the judge's son and...
Yeah, he was the guy he called into O&A, the guy and he tried to sue Jim Norton.
Really?
So, all right, so they're saying that the guy... All right, so in Jersey, you know, the judge who was attached to the Epstein case, her home was invaded by a man in a delivery suit... And when
he rang the bell, her son answered the door and he killed her son.
Shot her husband right there and then took off and then killed himself, apparently, was found to have killed himself. And it's like, this is so just not a believable story at all. Because apparently the person they're saying that did it was a lawyer, like a men's rights activist lawyer that like she had seen a case in front of him before. And it wasn't like... He was just taken off the case, right? It wasn't like he took himself off the case. The case wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't like she ruined his fucking life. It just, there was a connection there. And it's, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but it just seems like it's so obviously not that.
He seems like a patsy. He seems like, hey, let's get it blamed on this idiot.
We just killed this fucking idiot. And yeah, we'll shoot them, kill this guy. There's a connection there. I mean, yeah.
What's funny? I don't want to be the conspiracy guy either, but this guy seems like a real fucking retard. Yeah.
I do hate conspiracy. Like, I'm anti-conspiracy theory, but this, the shoe kind of fits one stinks. On this. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing is bizarre.
Him killing himself right after? So someone in his family got, like, a load of cash, right? You do that. You do those murders. You then kill yourself. Your family's taken care of for life by someone, right?
If he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think he did it, though.
Oh, you don't think he did?
No, I think somebody's a patsy.
I think somebody connected to some case that this judge saw, whether it's Epstein or not.
Yeah, I think she also had shit to do with the Crips.
Yeah, she was involved in some heavy shit. I think they went there, sent her a message, and then they killed this fucking guy just so they had, you know, the alibi or they had a person with intent or whatever they fucking call it. It's... When you look at it, though, it does play like a movie. It doesn't seem very real. When you look at this judge or this lawyer and sort of the story as to why he would have done it, like, what would be the fucking motive there? That the judge didn't see a case that he... I mean, if he's a lawyer, he fucking has tons of cases. And he was like a troll, right? Like, the reason he got an Open Anthony show...
Didn't he sue a bar for ladies' night?
Something like that, yeah. And then they brought him on... Because I listened to the Opie and Anthony, I guess, right after... when Jim found out he was being sued by the guy, and they brought him on to be like, oh, this guy's hilarious. Like, he's suing bars for having ladies' nights, which is fucking great. And then by the end of the conversation, they hated him so much that they started arguing, and then he tried to sue Jim Norton. He routinely sued over what he believed to be profound sexual injustices, for example, women getting free admission to bars and ladies' nights, and made clear that he didn't just oppose unequal treatment, but resented women generally. And women in positions of power specifically. Kill a feminazi, save a child. Yeah. So. Yeah. Do you guys believe it? I don't believe it. I don't believe that this guy did it.
Do you think he canceled his subscription before? Or?
Guess this. Yeah.
Do you think we're gonna bilk that card for a few more cycles?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens with all this, but we still got to figure out the death poll for Ghislaine Maxwell. Got to figure out that date. Pool? Death pool? Shut up, Shannon. Fucking asshole, Shannon. Man caught on camera stealing a 3-foot-long dildo from a Vegas sex shop. Unidentified man casually walked out of the sex shop in broad daylight with a giant dildo.
His thing was like 50 pounds, I think.
40 pounds costs $1,250, and the sex shop Deja Vu is offering a reward for Moby's return. Can we see the video?
Is it going to be over his shoulder like lumber?
Like a continental shoulder?
Yeah. No, I just, how do you carry that out like over one shoulder and it just bounced on each side?
Let's see. 40. Oh, there it is.
Look at that thing.
I mean, you're kind of daring people to take that.
I've been hilarious. To the sex shop. I've been to the shop.
Oh, you have?
Vegas, man. You just go and hang out.
Yep, like lumber.
Yeah. He didn't give a fuck. He just walks right out.
The thing is he had to get some, like, if his car was close, or like, but there is a period of time where he's running down the street with a giant cock and balls on
his shoulder. It's hilarious that he walks out casual, though. Yeah. That's just so amazing. Like,
do you think that he stole it for sexual reasons, or he just thought it was hilarious?
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's just funny, right?
The only funnier way to steal it would be to put children's clothes and a baseball cap on it and hold his hand and walk it out.
Oh, shit. All right. Look, we gotta wrap this one up here in just a second. This has been a really fun show. We're back on Friday. Shannon, who's on Friday?
Greg Stone.
Ooh, Greg
oh my
Stone.
Goodness.
I love Greg Stone.
You get the old apartment, basically.
Motherfucking minute. Make sure you guys subscribe everywhere. Support the show in whatever way you can. And make sure you go sign up for my Twitch. I'll be streaming tonight on Twitch, 9 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you guys check that out. And anything else, Mattern?
Check out the Commission of Comedy. What a wonderful time for me to start a comedy inside baseball podcast while there's barely any fucking comedy going on.
No comedy.
So, but here, man, if you love it, it's a lot of insight. And also, if you're doing it, what are you going to do? You're going to not do it when it starts again in January, God willing, or you're not going to do... You still want to work on it, so fucking listen to the comedy podcast.
Listen to the comedy podcast.
Commissioner Comedy, baby.
Commissioner Comedy. Zach and Miko, love you, buddy. Make sure you follow The Thing Is. Ding. Dildo's the man.
Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you for coming,
you,
brother. I miss you, man. I'm glad to have you. I'm glad to have you back on the show. Glad that society's... We're opening back up. I'm right-wing Republican now. Don't worry, baby.
Back. You need a yard. You're right. Zach's a wrestling champ. I've gone for 4 fucking months. Look at this shit.
All right, you guys are the best. We'll be back on Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.